I think the bells of the old world had a lot more purposes behind them, from construction to healing, and they weren't just made for us little people. Just look at us little inheritors standing in front of this giant bell in Russia. Just look at some of them. Do you really think us with no power tools, no heavy lifting cranes, could have really created something this massive? There was such a focused effort to remove all these bells. They say it was for ammunition. But just look at the crowds and the controllers that gather around these bells as they're removed. They gotta make sure they take their picture in front of the cameras as the bells get removed, all with such glee in their face. Looks like this gentleman's documenting the specifics of that bell. And the group of well-dressed controllers looking on a field of confiscated bells. See, that was a big part of these wars. They weren't just what they tell us they were. They were about removing the history and the technology of the old world, the true history. And bells were a big part of it. They were not just used to tell time or let you know church was starting. There's a storied history in use of these bells, from healing with the frequency they cause, to even construction. You can shape stone with sound, you can levitate stone with sound. And if you had a few giants ringing these, it would be all that much more easier. There are plenty of old world examples of sound not just shaping, but also destroying objects, like the walls of Jericho. Brick by brick, bell by bell, they have removed all traces of our true history. Question everything, friends. Until next time.